This is about perfect.
Yes, I am. I think we'll go with the second song.
Thank you.
followed by Okay, All Right. And that was in a song that, first time I heard it, George was probably 13. He was working in Sandy Monroe's music shop in Aspen, Colorado. It's called The Great Divide. And George was maybe swapping out some mandolin lessons with Sandy for maybe doing some little work around the shop. And George came home with this really cool sounding mandolin tune. And I learned it. And turns out, there's a song that Sam wrote when he was 16 or 17. It's called Foster's Reel, and it has the additional interesting detail that Sam did not actually write it on an instrument as he would write most pieces, you know, on a violin or a mandolin or a guitar, but he actually wrote it on a piece of staff paper, and from what I understand, didn't change any of the notes, and that's what we're going to play now.
I usually just put all mine in the straight line.
Straight. Thank you.
other places too in the Americas. Venezuela and Colombia all have great mandolin traditions. But the place that really got to me and my heart was Brazil, where they have a great style called choro music there. So we'll do this crazy little thing south of the border number called Desvanada, which means deranged.
You want me to sing Desperado?
It's the other one.
Thank you.
to the complete Meyer experience.
This little play piece that George wrote for us. When did you write this, George?
This is from 2013.
2013.
This century, as you say.
It's pretty cool.
playing the fiddle and the piano. I can only dream of doing that with them someday. Something to behold, isn't it? We're going to bring you back down to earth, me and Sammy are.
What do you got for us, Sammy?
I must say, and I've said it for a long time, anything I can play, Mike can play harmony to it.
Standing next to my hero here is a bit daunting at times, but I learned every note he played when I was about 15 years old on every record, and many of them sort of redesigned people's ideas of what you could do on these instruments, whether it's the Newgrass Revival, or his work with Sunrise, or Jerry Douglas, or Fluff, you name it. A front runner in the world of acoustic music, yeah, baby. Push the envelope, broke open the cosmic egg.
Yeah.
All right, so we're going to go back. We're going to go back to Bill Monroe again.
Bill Monroe tune, and followed by a tune by the great Vassar Clements.
Yes. I think of it as a Newgrass Revival tune. It's from their first record, The Lonesome Fiddle Blues.
going to finish the evening with two more selections from the recording. This will be played consecutively without pause. And the first one is called Nick of Time. The second one is called Death by Triple Fiddle, because Sam and Mike will switch the violin. And it doesn't really sound much better than you'd expect. It's just about it's kind of exciting. But it is a joy to be with Mike and Jordan and Sam.
Yeah!
And myself.
And I would also like to thank you too. It's also a joy for us to work with running the Out Front House sound and doing the tour manager. We want you to meet and thank you for Greg Wheeler. Thank you.
you very much, friends. I'd like to dedicate this, if I could, to my friends Leroy and Corduroy. And also to my good buddy Bobby Winton-Ham from San Juan, Maine. And because this is one of Baker's more sensitive, beautiful, soul-searching tunes, appropriately named The Green Slime. Thank you.
Mike Marcy, and
Sandra Meyer. And you, Sandra, and many of